Test, test, test. Test, test, test. All right, whenever you're ready. Well, I
walk back down. No, I walk back down. Some of our listeners noticed early in the show on Friday, February the 6th, that Jeff and I briefly discussed on the air the fact that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has opposed the application for the Issues Etc. trademark and is threatening legal action against us. We thought that that required a little bit of explanation, and time for that on the air was insufficient, so we decided to record yet another web extra to explain how this has come about and kind of the history. You need to pay careful attention. There's some details here that are all important. What you need to know first is that according to the U.S. Trademark Office, in October of 1999, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod abandoned its trademark on the name Issues Etc. That's 1999. That's 10 years ago. Now, everybody knows that in March of 2008, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod canceled the radio program Issues Etc. Shortly after the cancellation, the Board for Communication Services that oversaw the program when it was at KFUO passed a resolution recommending to the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that the Issues Etc. name and other materials like journals and mugs and t-shirts and things like that be offered to me and to Jeff should we desire to have them. At that meeting, at the same meeting, the Executive Director of the Board for Communication Services stated that he had no future plans to use the Issues Etc. name. So that's the backstory that most everybody knows. They once did hold the trademark for the name Issues Etc., the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But in 1999, they abandoned it. They allowed it to be canceled. And then, of course, they did cancel the show in March of 2008. Now, in May of 2008, this is just a couple months after the cancellation of the program, an individual named Harry Madsen found out that the Lutheran Church had abandoned its trademark back in 1999 on the Issues Etc. name. And he decided to make application for that name, Issues Etc., with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. That's exactly what he did. He did this in his own name and as the sole proprietor. We knew about it. Harry's been a longtime friend of the program and a supporter of the program as well. So we knew about his application for the Issues Etc. trademark. Around this time, following up on the Board for Communication Services recommendation to the Board of Directors, Ron Schultz, who's CAO of the LCMS, contacted me and asked me to essentially submit a formal request to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Board of Directors for the Issues Etc. name and the other related materials. I did this. I wrote a request. You know, they needed the paperwork in order to put it on the agenda. Shortly after that, I did inform Ron Schultz, I think through the Synod's attorney, in writing that Harry Madsen had made application for the Issues Etc. trademark on his own, and that we did intend to begin broadcasting again under the name Issues Etc. on June 30th, which is exactly what we did. And at the time, no one at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod nor their legal counsel objected to us starting up again with the name Issues Etc. or objected to Harry Madsen's application for the trademark. I think it was around August that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod published an article in its reporter, its in-house newspaper, talking about the Board of Directors' action. Basically, what the Board of Directors did was authorized their general counsel to prepare a release of what they claimed they owned, the trademark on the name Issues Etc., to us. This finally came to us in early September 2008 when the attorney for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors sent us what's called a trademark assignment and license back agreement. Now, among other things, this proposed agreement, and it was a proposed agreement, there never was an agreement. This proposed agreement from the LCMS Board of Directors would have required that, number one, we concede that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod still held the trademark. It didn't. Remember, they abandoned the trademark and then canceled the show. It would have required that we somehow cause Harry Madsen to abandon his application for the trademark, that we submit to a broad non-disparagement gag clause regarding the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, something that we're not willing to do, obviously, and that we waive our rights to a jury trial in the event that the agreement was breached in any way. And so, for obvious reasons, we found this proposal from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors unacceptable.
we informed them, I think, in mid-November of our objections. It was early November that the trademark application that Harry Madsen had made for the Issues Etc. name was approved. And the process is it's approved, and then it's published in their official gazette, and then it's published for 1 month for opposition. That is, anyone can oppose a trademark application at this point in the process. That doesn't mean it stops the trademark application. It's just there can be public opposition. So in early December, the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod did file a letter of opposition to Harry Madsen's trademark application. That's what we were talking about on Friday, that the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod is opposing the application for the Issues Etc. trademark. We've since learned that the decision to oppose Harry Madsen's trademark application on the Issues Etc. name was made in the November meeting of the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And we've since learned that the pursuit of legal action at that meeting was being driven by Gerald Kieschnick, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Now look, when the show was canceled, a lot of people speculated that President Kieschnick was somehow behind it. We never had any reliable information to that effect, linking him to that event any more than what he stated publicly. But in this case, we do have reliable information that he's pushing the legal hardball. Then in mid-December, the attorney for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors sent a letter to our attorney informing us of the board's letter of opposition to the trademark and, in addition, threatening to recommend legal action against Jeff and me. Now, there have been several attempts on the part of the attorneys for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and other interested parties to get everybody around the table and talking with attorneys present. Jeff and I have given this careful consideration, and after thinking it over, we've come to the conclusion that we just can't do that at this time. You might ask why. We have some very good reasons. Here they are. First of all, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors still actively opposes Harry Madsen's trademark application for the Issues Etc. name. We don't have any authority or standing in that dispute. Our second reason, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Board of Directors still threatens to take legal action against us personally. We don't want to enter into any negotiation under the threat of a lawsuit. Our third reason, the LCMS Board of Directors hasn't proposed anything new. What they did propose before, remember the trademark assignment and license back thing? What they did propose before remains unacceptable for several reasons. We won't concede that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod owns the Issues Etc. trademark. They abandoned it in 1999. They canceled the show in 2008. We're not going to ask Harry Madsen to abandon his trademark application for the Issues Etc. name. And we're simply not going to sign away our First Amendment rights in the form of a gag order or our Seventh Amendment rights by agreeing to waive our rights to a jury trial. Now, if the Board of Directors offers another proposal that doesn't include any of these egregious demands or any others like it, we will consider a meeting. Finally, our fourth reason, the meeting that the LCMS's legal counsel is requesting would be very expensive. And quite honestly, we prefer to spend our donors, our listeners' money on the broadcast of the gospel and not on attorneys. Again, we have offered, we continue to offer to meet with Ron Schultz, CAO of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, without attorneys present. However, there's an easier, cheaper, smarter way to do this. The easiest, cheapest, smartest way to resolve this situation would be for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Board of Directors to withdraw its letter of opposition to Harry Madsen's trademark application for the Issues Etc. name and to withdraw its threat of legal action against us. That, in one fell swoop, would immediately end this entire dispute. It would cost nothing. And it would achieve the Board of Directors' stated goal to help bring the recent programming issues to a positive conclusion. That's the story. That's our situation as it stands with regard to the Issues Etc. trademark and the threatened legal action against us personally. There's obviously going to be a lot of information about this floating around out there in the near future, but we thought you, our listeners, our supporters, needed to know the straight story from the very beginning.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Say it better.
All right.